My dear friends in Christ, as I'm sure you know, the second Sunday after Easter is referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday because of the references to our Lord as Good Shepherd both in the Epistle and the Gospel for today. And I would like this morning to speak about two topics, but let us begin with the title, The Good Shepherd. Now, is it not interesting that we call our Lord the Lamb of God? We have many references to that. In the Old Testament, there was the Paschal meal in which the people would sacrifice a lamb and then roast it and eat that lamb, which was a symbol of the Redeemer. St. John the Baptist pointed out our Lord as the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And also St. John in the Apocalypse had a vision of a lamb, as it were, slain, symbolizing our Lord. And we have here on our altar that lamb who opened, who alone was open, able to open the book with the seven seals. At any rate, our Lord also is very fittingly called the Good Shepherd. In fact, he himself tells us in today's gospel, I am the Good Shepherd. Now you think what a shepherd does for his sheep. A shepherd who is truly a good shepherd, not a hireling, who is simply working a job for a paycheck. But the Good Shepherd is ready even, our Lord says, to lay his life down for his sheep. So what does the shepherd do? It seems to me there are three things in particular. First of all, the shepherd guides the sheep. They need direction. If you've ever watched sheep in a field, they follow when they're moving. They follow the one in front of them. They need to be directed. Second, they need to be nurtured. They need to be nourished. So the shepherd, the good shepherd, leads the sheep from one pasture to another, wherever there is good green grass for them to feed on. And third, the shepherd protects the sheep from danger. Our Lord fulfills each of these roles. First of all, he guides and directs us through his church, through his teaching in the Holy Gospels. He directs us how we are to live. So he guides us. He also nourishes us with his very own body and blood, with the sacraments, and especially the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And he protects us from danger. Our Lord himself took our sins upon himself and died on the cross as truly a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, protects them from the wolf, protects them from danger. So the title of Good Shepherd is indeed very fitting. And not only does our Lord fulfill these things, but he even goes after the sheep that strays. As our Lord said on another occasion, if a shepherd loses one of his sheep, does he not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And how does our Lord pursue the lost sheep? He pursues them by his grace, by working, we might say, on their conscience, reminding them that they will find no peace until they return to the good shepherd of their souls. So our Lord merits this title for many reasons. But the question for us to ask ourselves is, am I a good sheep of such a good shepherd? Am I submissive and docile, obedient, following the guidance, following the leadership of my shepherd? Submitting to him, being loyal to him, obeying his laws, and being a faithful member of his church. So these are thoughts that we should reflect upon today on Good Shepherd Sunday. But I mentioned there is another topic I would like to cover, and that is because today is a feast day of Our Lady, not as well known, but is the feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel. And it has a very interesting background. Now, the shrine of Our Lady of Good Counsel is in the little town called Genazzano, about 30 miles outside Rome. And the people of this town, way back in the 5th century, when the Pope wanted to build a church in Rome to honor our Blessed Mother, gathered together as much funds as they could and sent them to Rome for the building of the Church of St. Mary Major, a great basilica. So this devotion to Our Lady was strong in that little town of Genazzano for a long time. Well, when they built their church, they called it the Church of Holy Mary of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Good Counsel. So they honored Our Lady under that title in particular, Our Lady of Good Counsel. But the miraculous image of Our Lady that is venerated there has an interesting story. You know the story, I'm sure, of Our Lady of Loreto, the holy house of the Blessed Virgin Mary from Nazareth, where the Word was made flesh, where the Holy Family lived for so many years. That house was miraculously transported by angels to rescue it from any possible desecration at the hands of the Saracens. That was back in the 13th century. Well, in a similar way, the image of Our Lady of Good Counsel was miraculously transferred from a church where it was venerated in Albania to this little town of Genazzano in the year 1467. And what happened, this took place on the Feast of St. Mark, April 25th of that year, when the people were outside the church in procession, because there's a procession on that day, the procession of the greater litanies. So the people were all outside the church in this procession, and they heard music. And they saw coming down upon their church a cloud. And when they came back into the church, they saw that in front of a wall that was unfinished, there was an image of Our Lady, what we call Our Lady of Good Counsel. And they thought that was very interesting because the image was just standing there in front of the wall without being attached to it. And it was honored there, has been honored there ever since. And later, a couple years later maybe, two pilgrims came and happened to, on their way to Rome, to stop in that little town. And they went in the church and said, "That picture is from our church," and explained where they came from. So that picture, just like the Holy House of Loreto, was rescued from that church before the Turks came over and leveled it. And it is a small picture, about 18 inches square, a fresco on a very thin surface. And it has since been surrounded with an altar and beautiful artwork, etc., and again is still venerated in that town. But the point we want to remember, keep in mind, is what a beautiful title that is, Our Lady of Good Counsel. Now, many popes had devotion to Our Lady under this title. One of them, Pope Leo XIII, in 1903, added that title to the litany of Our Lady, Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Pope Pius XII dedicated his papacy to Our Lady under this title, Our Lady of Good Counsel. So the title means that we must remember to pray to Our Lady, especially when we need to make an important decision. She is the spouse of the Holy Ghost, who gives us the gift of counsel, which helps us to make good decisions. So that is what we mean by the title of Our Lady of Good Counsel, that she intercedes for us. She obtains for us the grace, the wisdom, to make correct decisions. How oftentimes we must, so to speak, kick ourselves that we made a bad decision, and then we have to bear with the consequences of that bad decision. Would it not be much better for us to pray to our Blessed Mother in advance and ask her help and guidance that we don't make a bad decision, so we make the right decisions? And that's what this title means, and the importance of devotion to our Blessed Mother. Now this week, we're going to begin the month of May on Friday, that important month when we honor our Blessed Mother in a special way. And all of you should be sure to have in your home a May shrine, a shrine of our Blessed Mother where you put fresh flowers each day, you honor our Blessed Mother, you pray before that image, and you honor Our Lady particularly during her month, the month of May, the month that belongs to our Blessed Mother. Let us remember to honor her, to imitate her virtues, and especially to invoke her whenever we have an important decision to make. Never to do so without first invoking Our Lady of Good Counsel, so that we will not make a bad decision, and so that we will fittingly serve her and her divine Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.